Now let's continue on. Verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built and the wall even in troublesome times, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations of determined, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate even to the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. All right, now, friends, we're ready for your chart. Where are we going to begin with the 490 years? Now, the 20th year of Artaxerxes was the decree given to Nehemiah to rebuild the city. That's 445 B.C. Now, this period is divided into 3 periods. 49 years, 7 weeks, the city would be rebuilt. That brings you to the end of the Old Testament. 397 B.C., the city was rebuilt at that time. Now, from then on, there's to be 434 years, 62 weeks, and that would bring you to the time that the Messiah would be cut off, and then the city would be destroyed. And all of this seems to bring to an end, as it were, if you notice here. The 62 weeks of 434 years brings us to the Messiah. Actually, Sir Robert Anderson, who had been head of the so-called FBI over in England, and he had worked out a plan, even figured it down to the days. But the very interesting thing is that after the 69th week, Messiah would be cut off, and he was crucified and rejected. There was the destruction of Jerusalem, which took place in 70 A.D. Then there is a final week, the 70th week. Now, that week hasn't taken place yet. There was to be a hiatus, a period, after the 69 weeks. And it's during that period that God has been calling out a people to his name. This is the time of the Gentiles, the age of grace. And the age of grace was not known to Daniel. He doesn't mention it. Why should he? Then he says the prince that is coming. Now, he will be a Roman prince because it'll be the one that cut off the Messiah. And he's the little horn of Daniel 7. He's the beast of Revelation 13. In other words, after the church is removed from the earth, that will begin the 70th week of Daniel. And that is divided, as we've seen in both Daniel and Revelation, into 2 periods. The first period, this Antichrist comes to power. And the last period, may I say, is the time of the great tribulation. And it ends by the Lord Jesus Christ coming to the earth to establish his kingdom here upon this earth. That makes this one of the most remarkable prophecies. So, friends, in your chart, you have 7 weeks, Jerusalem rebuilt, 62 weeks. That brings you to the time Jesus went into Jerusalem in triumphal entry. He was then cut off and crucified. Jerusalem was destroyed. A period goes by. It's already been 1900 years. And the 70th week of Daniel, the great tribulation, the Lord Jesus called it, is yet to take place. And at the end of that, Christ comes and establishes his kingdom. This is a remarkable prophecy.